And on the line now, I have Izzy Petrie, who is St Vincent de Paul Research and Policy Officer. Good morning, Izzy.
Morning, hello.
Thank you very much for taking the call. Now, we're going to be talking St Vincent de Paul's response to the CSO's latest figures on poverty and deprivation. So would you like to fill in the listeners about what's happening out there on top of what we're going through at the moment with this pandemic?
Yep, so the information we got out last week shows that despite increases in average incomes for people, there's actually very significant, shocking increases in the number of people living in deprivation. So up from 2018 to 2019, there were 150,000 more people living in deprivation. And that means that people are going without the basics from week to week. So things like having a warm coat, having the heating on and off, having a substantial meal. So the fact that we were seeing these increases in people having to make impossible decisions between the basics, actually at a time when the economy was strong and employment levels were high, is really quite shocking, especially as, you know, as you say, before the pandemic, when we've had such a difficult year. So we know that when we see the figures from this year, things are only going to look worse.
It's terrible in this day and age that this is still happening. And how is St Vincent de Paul operating now at the moment with this lockdown happening?
Yeah, so like a lot of people, we would have had to make quite a lot of adaptations and changes when we first went through that lockdown in March. But we were able to kind of put things together so that we can still support people in every possible way. So rather than our usual way would be go out and visiting people in their homes and having that kind of first discussion to try and find out what people need help with and maybe get to the bottom of that. But now we're doing as much as possible on the phone. We're also, you know, we're there online so people can get in touch online. And also we're using the post to get things like vouchers out to people. So we're still very much there and helping, but we're just doing things a bit differently this year.
Yeah. Okay, but as you say, it's still working away, helping people. Housing costs, is that a big thing? Rent, yeah, and that's mortgage.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. And we would have been seeing this for a number of years, but we think we can see it particularly clearly in these figures of the number of people who are making these impossible decisions between the basics. And as people will know, costs, particularly in the private rental sector, but then also people do struggle with mortgage payments as well. These costs of housing are so high that they're dragging on people's incomes. So people are struggling on a low income and then they've got to pay it like a big proportion of that towards their rent or their mortgage costs. And then with the money left over, they have to cover the basics. And really something's got to give in that kind of making the budgets work between your incomes and your costs, and you're going to have to make savings somewhere. And what we see at St Vincent de Paul is often that people will come to us and they've prioritised their housing payments, which you have to because you have to keep your roof over your head, but then you might not have enough left at the end of the week or the end of the month for your fuel bills or for your food costs, and that's when we see people really struggling.
Yeah, it's terrible, and particularly now, because I know for a fact that last week I spoke to SIPTU, for instance, and they were telling me about aviation workers. Their figures have dropped, their working hours have dropped 60%, their hours have dropped. It's crazy what's going on at the moment. Do you find that you're busier now?
Yeah, we do. Our calls are up against last year quite significantly, and what we're seeing is that there's people who may have already been struggling before the pandemic and they're still struggling and they're finding things really, really hard, particularly in lockdown with things like high heating bills, but also people who might be in, you know, unsuitable or overcrowded accommodation, and also, you know, the social isolation and the mental health knock-ons of that isolation. But we're also seeing people who might not have been struggling before the pandemic, who maybe were on an okay income, and as you say, they've had their hours reduced, or they had that cushion of the pandemic unemployment payment, but as that's reduced, they're really starting to feel that their costs bite.
Yeah, it's terrible. And are the figures right? 42.7% of those living below the poverty line in 2019?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what that... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what that means is that people who are on a low income, so that's the at risk of poverty line, so people who are on less than 60% of average income, so they're on a really low income overall, and 42% of them are having to go without the basics. So people who are on a very low income are being forced to make these impossible choices between heating and eating, between maybe buying the sports kit or the school equipment that their child needs to fully take part in their education. And they're making these really, really hard decisions. And 42% of people on a low income having to make those hard decisions are shocking numbers.
Yeah, and in a way, I talk to a lot of organisations and have been over the years, and it always comes up about lone parents. Lone parents are always very close to the poverty line or below the poverty line. Are they suffering more now?
Yeah, they are. And we can see our experience at SVP quite clearly in these figures, because lone parents, so households with children in general, would be the group we help most often at SVP. And then with in amongst those households with children, it'll be lone parent families who we see struggle the most. And then we see that very clearly in these figures. So we see 45% of lone parent families. So coming up to half of lone parent families were in enforced deprivation in 2019. So they were going without the basics. And that's before the pandemic. So we know that lone parent families will have had so many struggles and difficulties in the last few months as well.
Yeah, no, that's terrible. And child poverty as well is on the increase.
Yeah, so we saw kind of leading up to these figures that we've got here things improving slightly. But again, we're seeing this deprivation figure for children going up to reaching almost a quarter of children. And as I said, we see households with children being one of the groups we help most often at SVP, and tackling child poverty is really, really important, because one, we can't have children living in poverty. It's just not good enough in our society. But also it stores up costs for the future for these individual children, for their health, their mental health, but also for wider society. These costs can be prevented, and really we need to make it a priority to prevent poverty in the first place.
Yeah, and homelessness now as well. People living in emergency accommodation, people living in B&Bs and hotels. It's very hard on children. They have to go out to eat, and they're trying to get homework done and get to school. What can be done, Izzy? What are St. Vincent de Paul calling for?
Well, we're calling for much, much larger investment in affordable housing that is primarily owned by local authorities, so that ensures that the housing can remain affordable in the long term, and that people are offered really kind of secure tenancies where, as you say, children, they have enough space, they have space to learn, their houses are warm enough, and they're offered a really secure place to grow up. So really we need that investment in social housing to offer like a long-term solution.
Yeah, and I talked to homeless organisations as well, and everybody's calling for affordable housing, but our government seems to be more interested in giving that to private developers and let them deal with it. Do you find that yourself?
Yeah, and again, as I say, what we think would be the ideal solution is that the investment goes into local authority-owned housing, so that we can make sure that investment is with us for the long term and really offers kind of stability, rather than relying on the private rented sector, which we don't have control over the pricing there, so people can end up in situations where their rent costs are spiralling and they just can't meet them.
Okay, if there's people listening out there now, unfortunately we're not going out on the radio at the moment, we're just going out online, so apologies to our listeners for that. If people want to want help, or they want to contact St. Vincent de Paul, how do they go about it, Izzy?
Well, we would just urge people to get in touch as soon as possible if they're struggling now, if they're looking ahead at the next couple of months and Christmas and they think they're going to struggle with Christmas. We would just say, please get in touch, and you can either go to svp.ie and click on the little Get Help tab, and that'll take you to the right place, or you can email info@svp.ie, or you can call the office on 01855 0022.
Okay, and all that information would be available on svp.ie.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, could you give us that number again? Just the
telephone number? 018-55-0022.
So it's 018-55-0022. Is there anything you'd like to add, Izzy? If people people feel they want to donate or something like that, is it the same thing, svp.ie?
Yeah, if you go there, we would just be like to say thank you for all the support people have offered us over the last year. We're really using it to help people, and yeah, to head to svp.ie and thanks to everyone.
Okay, anything you'd like to add?
Just that these figures are shocking, and we'd like to see them as a wake-up call. They're not inevitable, and actually we can put solutions in place like we've discussed today that can prevent the number of people who are currently experiencing deprivation.
So we could ask people to contact their local TDs or their local councillors and demand that something be done, because it's a disgrace.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Izzy, listen, thank you very much for taking the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.